This is VOA News via remote. I'm Linda Berman. With the coronavirus raging in the U.S. and new mutations emerging, President Joe Biden will kick off his national COVID-19 strategy to ramp up vaccinations and testing, reopen schools and businesses, and increase the use of masks, including a requirement that Americans mask up for travel. Biden also will address inequities in hard-hit minority communities as he signs 10 pandemic-related executive orders on Thursday. Those orders are a first step, and specific details of many administration actions are still being spelled out. The new president has vowed to take far more aggressive measures to contain the virus than his predecessor, starting with stringent adherence to public health guidance. Slow progress on the vaccine rollout and political uncertainty over whether congressional Republicans will help him pass a $1.9 trillion economic relief package. Biden officials say they're hampered by lack of cooperation from the Trump administration during the transition and that they don't have a complete understanding of their predecessor's actions on vaccine distribution. They also face a litany of complaints from states that say they are not getting enough of the vaccine as they are being asked to vaccinate more categories of people. Biden acknowledged the urgency of the mission in his inaugural address yesterday, saying, quote, "We are entering what may well be the toughest and deadliest period of the virus." He asked Americans to join him in a moment of silence in memory of more than 400,000 people in the U.S. who have died from COVID-19. This is VOA News. An earthquake with an estimated magnitude of 5.3 rattled Cyprus on Thursday, witnesses said, with no immediate reports of damage. The tremor occurred at around 1427 GMT and was felt by residents of high-rise buildings in the capital Nicosia, forcing some to evacuate. Cyprus is in an earthquake-prone zone, but strong tremors are not common. The highest registered in recent years was a magnitude of 6.3 in 1996, but it caused little damage. Norway is withholding permits for British and most EU fishing vessels to catch fish in its North Sea waters. While post-Brexit talks, Norway, the EU, and Britain are ongoing. This leaves many Danish fishing vessels moored in ports. Non-EU member Norway warned in December it could deny EU fishing vessels access to its waters after annual talks between Norway and the EU on fishing quotas were held up by protracted Brexit negotiations between London and Brussels. Under its Brexit trade deal, Britain agreed to a 5.5-year period to phase in new rules on what EU boats can catch in British waters. However, new catch certificates, health checks, and customs declarations have hampered trade for British fishermen. Norway wants a trilateral deal with Britain and the EU on a specific issue. The management of North Sea fish that swim between waters belonging to the EU, Norway, and Britain before making separate deals with the EU and Britain on quotas. Danish, German, Swedish, and French boats catch fish in the Norwegian part of the North Sea, home to the largest fishing stocks in the region. Two men blew themselves up in a crowded Bangkok market on Thursday, killing at least 32 people in Iraq's first big suicide bombing for 3 years, authorities said, describing it as a possible sign of the reactivation of the Islamic State. Reuters told journalists arriving after the blast, all pools of blood and discarded shoes at the site, a clothing market and a square in the center of the city. Health authorities said at least 110 people had been wounded. Suicide attacks, once an almost daily occurrence in the Iraqi capital, have halted in recent years since Islamic State fighters were defeated in 2017, part of an overall improvement in security that had brought normal life back to Baghdad. For more on these, please visit our website at voanews.com. Your remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.